He calls it unacceptable, crossing the border only to find a few of the numerous customs booths open at a given time, while waits can exceed 2 hours. Niagara Falls, Ontario Mayor Jim Diodati says it's more complicated, though, than just putting more bodies in the booths.
Now we've got a new rule, started this spring, officially enacted, that all of our border guards now must carry sidearms. And in the past, they did not carry guns. Now that they do, in the past, we used to get summer students that would help work on the bridge and help spell off the vacation time. Well, that doesn't happen anymore. Also, the federal government has cut back on funding.
Diodati is one of 7 leaders, including 3 mayors from the U.S. side, who have co-signed a letter to Ottawa calling for more resources for training and staffing. Diodati says American visits are up, boosted by the differences in our dollars and a feeling of safety compared to other global tourist sites. Cross-border business accounts for about $2.5 billion in the Niagara region alone, and Diodati says Canada has a one-time opportunity next year they can't afford to squander, Canada's sesquicentennial.
Because we don't want to get caught in the same situation. So we want to make sure that we're given fair notice, that we expect more, and there's lots of reasons why they need to step up their game.
Diodati notes that the American side of the border also benefits from smooth cross-border traffic, with many from southern Ontario coming across to eat, shop, and attend local sporting events. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister, and Village of Lewiston Mayor Terry Colasano are the American leaders who have signed the letter. It's addressed to Canadian federal leaders, but 3 familiar U.S.-based leaders are also getting copies. They are Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, and Congressman Brian Higgins. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.